We're doing Mishnei, and we're up to what's called the second chapter.
We have some to dedicate the shiur to.
We have a lot of people to dedicate the shiur to. Who would you like us to dedicate the shiur to?
The new baby daughter of Harav Gershon Bass.
Ah! So we'll dedicate our learning to the new baby daughter of Harav Gershon Bass and one of his chavrusas, our dear friend Binyamin Zwicker, who is unfortunately out in Chutz Lartz. And we miss him, and we're waiting for his return. Hashem should bless him and bring him back healthy and well. So we're beginning. And we read the sukkim with the tune, and then we explain. Beni im tikach amarai umitzvotai titzpon itach. Beni, my son, im tikach amarai, if you take my sayings, my teachings to heart. What is the word ben? We think ben is just a child, but really ben is like the word talmid, which is like the word yoled, talmid and yoled. It says that Adam lived 130 years and then he gave birth. What does that mean? So the Rambam explains in the Guide to the Perplexed that when we discuss to give birth could mean to bring a homo sapien to the world, a human being, very nice. There's a physical, walking, talking human being in the world. And it can mean to have a continuum, someone on that level. Adam had Cain and Abel, Cain and Hevel. They were not the continuation of Avram. And that's why the Torah stresses that when he had his third son, Shase, when he had his third son, Seth, the Torah calls it Vayoled Bidmuto Kitzalemo. The Rambam explains in the seventh chapter in the Guide to the Perplexed that the word Vayoled means to give birth. Vayoled could also mean to give birth philosophically. And when we speak about a person's students being like his children, the idea is they are walking around with what he has imparted upon them. He has taught them. And that's affected who they are. And Shlomo here in our pasuk really is alluding to that idea. Shlomo says, Beni, and you'll notice that the tam under the Beni, it's what in regular laning we would call a tipicha, but in the tamim of tamei emet, there are two types of tamim that look the same tipicha under Beni. One is in the very beginning of the word, and one is in the middle of the word. When it appears in the beginning of the word, like here, it indicates there is a pause after that. So whenever you have like this, the way it's supposed to be read, the way we read it is, Beni, im tikach amarai. There's a pause, there's like a comma between the word Beni and the continuation. And what Shlomo HaMelech is saying is, Beni, you can be considered my son, im tikach amarai, if you take my teachings. It's not enough that you're just my child. No, you have to show that you're my child. You have to be a continuation of me. You are my son, im tikach amarai, if you take my teachings. Umitzvotai titzpon itach, and my mitzvos, my commandments, you guard with you. Mitzvos are something that requires guarding. It's not easy to retain the Torah. It's very easy to forget. Things that are second nature today can be easily forgotten tomorrow. How many people came off the boat from Europe to the United States and forgot everything? We know. The first communities in the United States were not Orthodox. And people who came afterwards were welcomed by the Reform and Conservative movement and had a very hard time. How many of our parents merited to go to Hebrew day school? Very few. There were none. There were single digits. And people forgot. It's not easy to retain Torah. And Shlomo HaMelech says, you want to be my son. He's speaking in place of God. You have to first desire to take my teachings and then watch them. The time you spend in Machon Meir is just the beginning. The question is, what do you do with that afterwards? How do you watch what you've learned? So people think, I listen to MP3s. Okay, good for you if you do. That's very nice. But a person has to think, how am I going to retain this? Torah isn't only about learning, it's about retaining it. Retaining it when we go into the workforce. You know, one of the reasons I'm adamant about giving guys a hard time about night seder is because after you leave Machon Meir, chances are the main time you'll have to learn is the nights. So if you get into the habit when you're here of learning at nights, then hopefully you'll continue it when you leave. But if you maintain the habits you had before you came here, that the nights are a time to go out on the town and drink your beer and call your friends and sit on the internet, then where are you going to learn the good habit of learning Torah at nights? If by day you're working and at nights you're having a good time, quote unquote, so when's the Torah going to enter your life? And what a person has to think about is, how am I going to watch the mitzvos? It's not only about the first part of the pasuk, taking the mitzvos. You guys came to Machon Meir and I applaud you for it. I always say that when you guys stand up when I walk in, I'm embarrassed. Because I feel that every one of you has overcome many more obstacles than I have to get here. So at the end of the day, I'm not one to tell you this, but that's my job, so I'm telling it to you anyways. That's what the pasuk says. You have to watch the mitzvot. Otherwise, as Shlomo HaMelech will say later on in the book, you blink your eyelash, you close your eyes, and with the blink of an eyelash, you could lose the Torah. Torah is easily forgotten. It's hard to attain and easy to forget. And when we attain it, it seems so easy. Sometimes we work hard, sometimes not. But after you know something, you don't feel like reviewing it. Shlomo HaMelech says, son, you want to be my son. You need two things. You need to acquire my teachings and then hold on to them. It's a two-stage process. And both stages apply throughout your lives. You should always be acquiring and you should always be working on retaining. They are both challenges in life. So what do I want from you, says Shlomo in Pasuk Beis? Lakshiv lachochma oznecha tate libecha latevuna. Listen to wisdom. What am I telling you? I'm telling you, listen to what I have to say. What do I have to say? Lakshiv lachochma oznecha. Let your ear listen to the words of wisdom. Tate libecha latevuna. Tilt your heart towards understanding. And this is a term that we will find often in the book of Mishlei, tilting one's heart. At every moment we have a choice what attitude we will have towards things. An attitude very often defines what we do. I've often said that I feel that our classes are less important than the other classes. People came with requests that we cover ground, and so we have our classes where we Baruch Hashem cover ground. We cover the Parsha with Rishonim on Wednesday night. We cover five chapters of Tanakh on Sunday night. We cover ground. But the truth is that what will define what a person performs and what type of Jew a person will be is much more where his heart lies than where his mind is. Meaning, you might acquire a lot of knowledge in these classes, but the question is, where is your heart? Shlomo HaMelech will often stress in the book of Mishlei, Tateli Becha, tilt your heart. The other classes here might not cover the information as quickly as we do, but they focus on the other side, the side which is oh so important. Where's your heart? Where's one's emunah? Where's one's hashkafa? So Shlomo HaMelech says again, I need you lakshiv lachochma, to listen to the wisdom, but also tateli becha, to tilt your heart latevunah. Where's one's attitude? Attitude defines everything. If a guy's working his head off in college, but he says, I can't wait for that minute where I'll get in my daf yomi shir, if that's the highlight of his day, if that's his attitude, so then life is different. But if one is like, I gotta get to it, I attend that daf yomi shir, it's different. I give a daf yomi shir in the afternoon, so we used to have a guy in the shir who used to tell me, keep us on our toes. Used to say, ask us questions in the middle to make sure we're awake. Because deep down inside, he really wanted to be with it. But you know how it is. You want to. So, he wants to, but his head would droop anyways. Where do we tilt our hearts? Where we tilt our hearts. If we tilt our hearts, that way we'll get there. כי אם לבינה תקרא לתבונה תיתן קולך. Shlomo HaMelech says, when you call out to understanding and wisdom, when you call out it, im tevakshena hakasef, if you seek it out like silver, like money, v'chamat monim tachpesena, and you seek it out like treasures that are hidden in the earth, matmon comes from the word tamun, hidden. If you seek out wisdom, really, if you really seek out the Torah, as, like you were seeking out wealth, אז תבין יראת אדוני ודעת אלוהים תמצא. Then you will understand what it means to be a God-fearing person. Then you will understand Torah. You want Torah? It's only if you really, really seek it out. It's only if you really desire it and try for it. I have the privilege of learning in the same place that there's a very, very big Talmud Chacham. I told you guys a story about him once. His name is Rav Rom. You could talk to him in Talmud, and he's quoting to you Rashi and Tosfos by heart. He's like, he's a very, very fine Talmud Chacham. So he once told me, he says, I don't understand. People come to yeshiva, and they think that if they take breaks and go to for coffee and they're loafing around, they'll end up knowing Talmud. It doesn't work that way. You got to learn 12 to 15 hours a day straight. You take the breaks you have to take, but your focus is there. Said to me, when I came to yeshiva, I was just learning and learning and learning and learning. And then I got somewhere. He said he came from a place where also he didn't have such a strong background. He worked hard. Shlomo HaMelech says, you want to attain it, you got to work hard, you have to want it. People sift sand. People mine, the gold rush. People were looking for gold. People invest a lot to get wealthy. People are willing to try a whole lot of things and invest a lot of time and effort. We were talking the other night about people who are in the stock market. And they're always looking to see where are their stocks. Why? Because when something's important to you, you wanna make money on your stocks. So then you keep checking. You're interested. Every free minute, you're looking. Hey, wait a second. And every minute that's not free, you're thinking, how can I get there to look? So we got to control ourselves. I don't recommend doing that. But that's what Shlomo HaMelech says. If you seek out Torah the way you seek out money or treasures, then you will gain understanding. Then you can gain Torah. You want the secrets of Torah. You want to get to the highest levels. Then you need the highest levels of desire to get there. Ki Adonai yitein chokhmah mipiv dat utvuna. God gives the wisdom. It's as though He tells you directly. If you want to get to the level of getting secrets, you should know God's giving it. It's a great thing, and it's valuable, and it's worth getting. Hashem personally gives it to us. We view learning Torah as this partnership with God. We work hard, and God imparts knowledge upon us. Every one of us has realms in Torah, has thoughts in Torah that only we can uncover. No one else could uncover them. If we work hard, then God has storage houses of Torah in heaven, and each one has a label. And every one of us has his label in Shemayim, parts of Torah that we can uncover that no one else can uncover. That's why when a person discovers something that seems like an interesting chidush, he should write it down. Because it could be there's no one else ever discovered it before. And could be no one else will. Maybe that's your portion in Torah. So Shlomo HaMelech says, Hashem yiten chokhmah. You should know Hashem gives the wisdom. You have to try. If you work hard to get it, then Hashem gives you this gift. That's why we say, Yagata umatzata. You seek, and then you shall find. What do you find? Not necessarily where you seek. You try, you work hard, and then God makes it appear somewhere for you. It's not easy, but Hashem is there to help us. Yes?
This is actually a really serious question. Should we avoid giving over the tradition that we come up with, or that we come upon, the fear of, essentially dying early? Or not early, but, I don't know.
I understand that it is beyond the realm of what I understand. I'm not joking. You asked a serious question. I gave you a serious answer. I didn't mean jokingly. I'm serious.
Can you compare this pasuk to kimit yotet zeturah? Because it's very interesting because udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So dvar comes from the mouth, and I like to compare things. So I'm trying to establish a certain. So can we say that if we compare this to pasuk kimit yotet zeturah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, since dvar comes from the mouth, can we say in Yerushalayim there is that chokhmah? And Torah is in Jerusalem lays that Tuna and in Torah the Chokhmah, where it's
I don't know. Lo yoda. Pasuk Zayin. Yitzpon laisharim tushiya magen leholechaitom. Shlomo HaMelech says, Hashem hid the secrets of the Torah and He saves them to give to the people who are straight in their heart. Straight in their heart. What does it mean to be straight in one's heart? So we sometimes think of people who are straight in their heart as people who are unrelenting. I'm doing what's right, and I know what's right, and therefore I don't see any reason to compromise with anyone, because I'm right. And Shlomo's talking about really straight people. So we have a phenomenal concept. The Talmud tells us that the forefathers, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were called Yisharim. They were called straight people. And the Netziv writes in his introduction to Bereishis that the idea of the forefathers being straight, the idea was that they were straight in their service of Hashem, and they understood that there's room for other ways of serving Hashem. Within the confines of Torah, there's a broad street, a broad highway, with many, many lanes that can get you to the service of Hashem. The forefathers were straight in their lane, but they knew there were many other lanes on this highway. A person who is really straight recognizes that the service of Hashem is not one-dimensional. It's not just about my way of doing it. Shlomo HaMelech will tell us that every person is given a personal wealth. We will see later on Shlomo will say that. And that personal wealth might be the capacity to sing beautifully, might be the capacity to build beautifully, it might be the capacity to write beautifully. Every person has different strengths. And those are the tools that we were given with which to serve Hashem. No two people are created the same, not with their talents, nor with their personal inclinations. Part of the job, says the Gra on Mishlei, part of the job of the Navi in ancient times was to help people find their personal path in the service of Hashem. A person could go to the Navi and it was like going to your guru. You know, today all these big professionals pay a fortune of money to these gurus to tell them how to run their lives. What plants to put in their homes, what professions to follow up on, how to lead productive lives. You guys know about this, right? This is the new fad in the United States now. They have all these gurus. They take like $10,000 a half an hour. And they work. I'm not mocking them. You know, there's a reason why people pay money for it. Well, we have a tradition that in the times of the prophet was also supposed to be people's personal guru in the service of Hashem. So a person could come to the prophet, and the prophet would tell him, for you, the way to serve Hashem is to focus on A and B and C. And then the person had a Rebbe. We lost that to an extent. You know, you could consult with the Rebbe, but you could have the biggest Rebbe in the world. We don't have prophecy today. So we lost that. Yitzpon laisharim tushiya. Shlomo HaMelech says, Hashem hid the secrets of the Torah to those who were straight in their hearts. And now we understand that being straight in one's heart is a very high level. The forefathers of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were straight in their hearts. They were Yesharim. A person who is truly straight is straight in his path and is also accepting of other people's paths. And that's not easy. Most people, the more they try to be straight, the more difficult it is for them to see others who are not on their path. Yeah, I'm with you.
So, does that mean that you don't see people on your path, but there's also people who are living destructive lives, that we should understand their paths and we should be a good...
We didn't say you have to lie to yourself and think that people who are not on the path are on the path. The idea is that people who are on the path, just because they're not on your path, doesn't mean they're not on the path. You know, one person, you know, I don't have to go into details. I don't like giving examples. There are many ways. Let's put it this way. Bezrat Hashem, I'll post on the bulletin board, I don't know if tonight or tomorrow, someone wrote a beautiful poem about Mashiach's hat. How Mashiach comes down and he goes into the first shul and he says, "Hi, I'm the Mashiach." And they say, "Where's your hat? You can't be the Mashiach without a hat." So he goes and he gets a hat. And then he comes into the next shul and he says, "Hi, I'm the Mashiach." And they tell him, no, your hat is turned down. If you're the Mashiach, your hat would be turned up. So he goes into the third shul and his hat is turned up. And shul after shul, every shul has their thing. If you're the Mashiach, you got to look like this. And at the end, Mashiach says, "Gee, if this is what Judaism has become, they're not ready for me. I got to go back up there. It's not time for me to come like this." So to some extent, we're all at fault here. Meaning, you speak to a person of one stream and he has a very hard time understanding why people of the other stream aren't doing like him. We have to recognize that there are mitzvot, and there are things that are right, and in general, when you're keeping 613 mitzvot, you're a good person, and then each person is going to take different mitzvot that he can focus on, and different things that are his path in the service of Hashem. That doesn't disqualify other people.
So when people are basically being shown Torah mitzvot, we should, whatever they're wearing, whatever they're doing, if they're dedicated to being shomer, not whatever they're doing. I'm saying if a person is saying, "I'm shomer Torah mitzvah," and let's say, and he does other stuff though. I mean, let's say a lady's wearing pants, so she's being shomer Torah mitzvah. So
let's leave that for the question and answer session. Okay, that's already going too off tangent. Yeah.
I have a different question, but can the Rav tell the story about the lady in the catwoman suit?
Not now. We'll get, maybe we'll get to it later. Yeah.
Uncompromising equals, gaining secrets, correct?
Quite the contrary. When a person is straight, and we said straight is that he's straight himself, but he's... I don't know what you mean by uncompromising. I prefer the word straight.
Because
uncompromising sounds cruel.
I just read a really short book about the Ten Martyrs and how it would seem that this is a rule that could be drawn out from that and what the Rav was saying, that being uncompromising about your own avoda leads to being a
Again, the word uncompromising has connotations which to me imply rigidity, and I'm not sure that's right.
Okay.
Meaning that the general rule is a person is supposed to be straight, but I'm not sure if the exact word is uncompromising.
So if you say the one leads to the other?
Yeah, it seems that way, yeah. Seems that way. That's what the pasuk seems to be saying. So he said, "Yitzpon Hashem hides laisharim, for those who are going to be straight." Tushia is the Torah, and here it's a reference to the secrets of the Torah. Tushia comes from the word yesh. Chazal say different understandings as to why the Torah is called Tushiyah. One understanding Chazal tells is because it wipes a person out. When you learn Torah, it wipes you out. I don't know if you guys had this experience, but I always marvel at this. Whenever I have to deal with other things, I could run on less sleep. You come to yeshiva, you want to learn Torah, suddenly you need more sleep. Yeah, Torah wipes you out like nothing else does. You could study other things. I've studied other things in my life. I've done other things in my life. Anything else you could do, you could go on less sleep. You want to succeed in Torah? Doesn't work. That's one reason that Chazal tells why the Torah is called Tushiyah. Tushiyah comes from the word metish, to wipe out. So, Yitzpon Leisharim Tushiyah. God saves for those that are straight. He hid for them Tushiyah. The Torah, which is called Tushiyah, the Savior, so to speak. Another understanding is that the word Tushiyah comes from the word Yesh. What does the word Yesh mean? Existence. Infinite existence. That's the idea why David's father was called Yishai. Also from the word Yesh. So wisdom is something that's eternal. It's like infinite existence. That's one of the reasons why the Torah is called Tushiyah. Magein leholecheitom. And this, the Torah, is the protector, is the shield for those who go in a whole way with God's path, as Shlomo will continue teaching us, that the Torah really trains us and protects us in its trainings. The Torah teaches us tips on how to lead good lives and also safe lives. Lintzor ruchot mishpahat v'derech chasidav yishmor. Lintzor, to teach a person to watch the ways of justice. Lintzor, to watch ruchot mishpat v'derech chasidav yishmor. Because Hashem will watch the way of His pious, that they can maintain the path. Sometimes we want to go on the path and you look right, you look left, you can't figure out what's right. Sometimes in life it's not easy to know what's right. So Hashem says, I'll help you. V'derech chasidav yishmor. I watch the path of those that are pious. As when you seek out the wisdom, like we described, and Hashem helps you out in attaining the wisdom, then tavin tzedek u'mishpahat, then you will understand the justness of the Torah, the justice of the Torah, u'meisharim kol magel tov, and you'll also understand what is the best of the paths, meaning you begin going in a broad straight path. It always fascinates me how we get people coming to Machon Meir who don't know anything about what kosher or Shabbos or anything is. I remember one year we're standing on Yom Kippur, and a new guy from the yeshiva comes over to me, and it's the night at the end of the davening, and a guy walks over to me and says, have a great Yom Kippur. So I said, we won't see you tomorrow morning for davening. He said, no, I'm going to Tel Aviv now. And I was standing there like, what am I supposed to say? The guy had no concept. You don't go in a taxi, you don't go to Tel Aviv. He had no concept of what anything is about. But if you look around you, you'll see that the people that come here, almost always, are nice people, are kind people, are good people, are people who want to do good in life. They're people who have found some kind of path of what's good. And that path, that they come to the Torah to refine the path. And so Shlomo HaMelech says, as you learn, Hashem will help you to refine the straight path that you've chosen. You want to enter Torah, you have to be on the straight path. Torah helps you get that straight path. It goes both ways. But if a person walks into here and he's a thief and a crook and he's got all kinds of bad traits, it's not going to work. The Torah will be repugnant to him. A person has to work on being a good person. When he's on a relatively straight path, then the Torah helps him refine it. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says. You'll be on that straight path. You will learn Torah, and then you'll understand even better what are the really good paths to go on. But it's a matter of refinement. It's not a matter of reversal. Ki tavo chokhma velibecha. As wisdom enters your heart, vidat lenafshecha yiginam, and you find the understanding as something pleasant and you desire it, so then, mizima tishmor alecha, then the wisdom that you've learned will be a protectorate for yourself. As we will see, throughout Mishle, the Torah has practical advice for life, which is supposed to save you from errors, business errors, friendship errors, marriage errors, familiar relationship errors. The Torah has wisdom that's supposed to help us in every facet of life. Tivunah, Timtzereka, the understanding of Torah will protect you. And then Shlomo will continue where the Torah continues to protect us, and that's where we'll pick up his Hashem next time.